Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The Programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about The Programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for The Programme Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome to episode 17 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and we're coming to you from London, England. And with me, making me happy, keeping me sane, I have...
James Ross.
Bryn Monroe.
Ben Meredith.
Lydia Nicholas.
Playing the fictional characters which are somehow helping me stay sane...
Sir Bertrand McGuffingham, one of those summer nights. Weller.
Who? Hamid, the halfling sorcerer.
Zolf, the slightly suspicious of Herringay.
Yes. Sasha, the newly scarred.
And yeah. Rutor the dog.
Yep.
Right, so...
How do you feel that this is your most enduring NPC?
So, you guys were sent to find the people who had destroyed and or stolen, we found out, destroyed the simulacrum, and track them down and bring them back by hook or by crook. You managed to do so, admittedly, by going via a little bit of Sasha's old friends, and came out of it with only a magic ring and a halfling to show for it. And I mean, what's the worst that can happen when there's a magic ring and a halfling involved?
And possibly evil magic ring and a halfling.
And yeah, you guys made it to the compound, you guys got in, one of the people got away, but in fairness, gave you everything they could. Did a really, really professionally impressive leap.
It was a very graceful, like there's a good arc. He took the weight well.
Are you still all
of
a flutter?
I kind of recognised him from somewhere. I don't know, probably a bar. It was too cool for me to go into.
And the other person, of course, was captured and made unconscious. I would have said there was a third person, but instead there were two other people, by which I mean two half people, who were left stricken. Stricken they were in the middle of what was once a church. And however, the awkward moment when Sasha, despite having been warned, don't go in the hut, thought she might, you know...
Things had been going really well. Five crits that I'd rolled. The one thing that I didn't roll was a decent disabled device.
And it's fine. It's not like it was rigged to blow up literally everything on the battle map. All of it. You guys managed to capture the awesome boss character who had loads of abilities that I'm now never going to let anyone know because they're just not going to come into play, and that's fine too.
Classy gemming, just reuse them.
Oh,
somebody else
so
a very similar
many times. So many times.
I am Guy. Face me.
I am Guy. This is Goo, Go, and Go. Anyway, you guys managed to get them back through Other London, avoiding a mob on the way, and got them back to Herringay, who ducked out the office to see how many people saw you guys come back.
Loads.
The answer being pretty much most of London who were anywhere near.
Other and upper.
Yep. All the Londons.
Including definitely Barrett's gang.
Yes, so I think the last thing that happened was Guy, or if that is her real name, gave us a creepy smile when we ungagged her.
A little bit.
And took off the false moustache and disguised.
And the wig. Yeah, just the whole nine yards.
All right, Mrs. Not Guy, who are you and what is this all about?
I was told I shouldn't be speaking.
And yet you are, young lady. Ha!
caught you out, and if I can do that, doesn't bode very well for you now, does it?
Right, no, now you've got permission to speak. Any spell stuff and...
I'll chop your head off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Why don't we shake on it?
Oh, you're so, so clever. Just get on with it.
Get on with what?
Telling us what's going on.
We appear to be in some kind of police station.
No, your, what you were doing.
Your friend and his...
Young lady, stop deliberately misunderstanding the question. It's making me cross.
I get a dagger out.
Now,
in a police station, really?
Yeah, Erin Gay's going to come back. Probably not going to be too pleased.
Bertie just stands in front of the door, back to the door.
Oh, that's very clever, Bertie.
I'm just going to stand here and look at this fun door.
I just hold the dagger. It's like, what?
If you were going to, you would have done already, and we both know that, don't we?
I thought we did to the others.
I don't know, sorry. You didn't hear the conversations where I was going to drown you. They persuaded me not to, but I could be quite capricious, actually, so we could just take another pop down to the Thames, or I've got a bucket somewhere.
And I would never hit a lady, but I would throw a lady out of a window if she'd try to blow me up.
Yeah. Would you leash your dog? It's just, I feel myself finding it harder to communicate when you have such a rabid animal running loose.
What on, like, no, we're not going to leash the dog.
And you gave it a sword, honestly, what's wrong with you people?
You, wait.
Oh, I see what's going on here. Oh, it is a clever insult.
Oh, well, that's rude, isn't it?
Oh, is it? It talks, goodness me.
Oh, like. See, this dagger remembers what your kidneys felt like. And, I mean, I'm feeling some nostalgia from it. So, how about you just tell us what is going on?
Well, I'd say that the state of the current market in China is quite poor.
Okay, I'm rolling an intimidate.
Ooh, it's good!
So, 16.
Okay, give yourself a really solid intimidate attempt.
I did! This dagger remembers the taste of your kidneys, and I don't think that it would mind another lick. I'm pretty sure that Zolf is able to stitch you up before Haringey comes back, but you'd still feel it.
More, push it, go on.
Right, so, and I get the thing like right under her jaw, and I'm like, these guys probably wouldn't hit a woman, but I haven't got any problem with that.
There we go. All right. Point well made. Specifics would help.
Why is Aaron Gay so worried about who's seen you?
Well, I'm presumably not a very popular person. Riots happen.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Why are you wearing that? Were you wearing that ridiculous disguise?
Ridiculous. It seemed to work on you guys quite well. Which name would you like? I've used a lot. I suppose your name is Guy. My birth name.
Yeah. No, the one that people know you by.
Oh, that'd be Guy, presumably.
Before that, then.
Oh, before that, there was a Terence.
This is why I'm going for your birth name.
Oh, fine. Well, I... Oh, yeah, that's a dagger. Okay.
Dagger.
Okay. We'll say that... give me knowledge and ability whilst this has been
going
on.
I was wondering if I could say that at some point. 15.
The face is definitely ringing bells, and you cannot quite place it. Possibly due to just not having seen it a lot, as opposed to not being noble. It's more like, you're someone's cousin.
Yeah.
Whose cousin are you?
Now, young lady. Now, I think I would like to attempt to intimidate her on the basis of some of the background knowledge that I have, in the sense that, like, I know that she is part of the nobility.
I wouldn't allow another intimidate check on top, really.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Plus, I mean, you're not going to...
I've got a dagger, like, right?
Yeah, it's
there, like, it's pointing it. Like, there might be a little, there's a trickle of one droplet of
Let's
blood.
Be honest, she's at least stopped insulting you all, so there's a step.
A slight cut. I will shuffle over to Hammond and go, you doing all right with this?
I shrug. I've been just lounging at the back, smiling and chuckling. I'm finding her really amusing.
Just make sure you ain't going to have another wobble.
Shakes his head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, young lady, now, clearly you are from a quite well-to-do background. Now, what on earth would your parents say if they saw you down here? Now, I am a man myself of very high standing, and your face looks very familiar to me. Now, I'm sure that everybody else here wouldn't want to be quite so actively familiar. I'm sure it would cause quite the scandal if your name were to be bandied around this police station.
Oh,
perhaps still further.
I do hope it would. Oh, yes, that's the dagger again. Okay, fine. I'll give you a clue. It begins with a B and I have a certain older brother who, quite frankly, I can't stand. Seems your type. I think you'd like him. I bet he likes you.
I chuckle again, and I step forward, make eye contact with her, and I say, it was very clever. You made the rest of that gang think you were on their side. You convinced them all that you were a zealot. The reason you were doing this is because you hated modernity.
Oh, yes. Machines. Oh, terrible, terrible things. Etc.
I'm very impressed, but I can't quite work out why you really did it. Is it all to get back at someone?
Oh, goodness, no. I mean, let's be honest, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of independence. So presumably loads of independence, like heaping piles of independence distributed discreetly amongst numerous banks with no way of tracing it, is presumably significantly better.
Oh, it wouldn't be something as mundane as money. Please tell me you're more interesting than that.
Oh, please, come on now. Money. Give me a diplomacy check, because it's a nice attempt.
23.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm many things, but I'm not boring, dear. Okay? And yes, money. Yes, because money's all anyone cares about, I'm sure. I'm sure there are some more important things than money, okay? Yay. Maybe some people happen to have something to show the world. Maybe that. And maybe money just gets things done.
Given your family name, I'd have expected something of a more artistic kind of bent.
Oh, well done. Oh, do give yourself a clap. Yep, that's the dagger, fine.
I will.
Right, is everyone good?
Well done, Zulf. Well done. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. It's great fun being the sister of such a lord. Oh, I do love it, so I...
Did you hear he survived?
Oh, did he? Brilliant.
I saved him, actually.
Did you?
I did.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Oh, I do hope he rewarded you. He's a big fan of keeping his friends close.
Sasha still doesn't know, because she wouldn't have known the name of the people in the building.
Of course not.
Like, what is going on, and what is this... That I scrum, it's an other London swear word that none of you know. It's talking about. Please. I'm the one with a dagger. Yeah. I should be the one that's informed.
That's fine. Please
Byron's
calm her down.
Sister.
Who's Byron?
Lord Byron, the fat poet.
Oh, right.
I preferred his earlier work.
The drunk guy.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, he's great. See what you're all so worked up about him.
I know, right?
Poetry doesn't really reach other London that much.
It's because we are impressed to find that he has such a massively inferior sibling.
Ooh, burn, young lady, burn!
And at that point,
he's a water cleric. That's extra burn. Ooh.
I can actually create some water to treat that for you if you want. And Zulf will just start
soothing
for himself.
Soothing your burn! Yeah!
Oh dear, I don't think I've had that much fun in an interrogation for years. Oh dear. Mm,
yes, well, I'm glad everyone's having so much fun.
I am!
So where's the blueprints?
Very funny.
No, where are they? They weren't in the church.
Well, obviously... Look, I'm all for the fun banter, but frankly, if you're going to send someone to take the things, the least you can do is pretend and take it on the chin when I find out.
What?
Really? Really, I'm having that bad a day.
What?
Honestly.
Where are the blueprints?
Well, you can tell me now, because frankly, I haven't got a clue.
Don't know where Jeremy's gone, have you?
Oh, goodness me, perhaps a standing ovation for the that's the dagger again, okay.
Wait! This might take me a while. I'll stand up.
Well done, sir. Well done, Mr. Smith. Well done.
Has anyone told you all that you're incredibly obnoxious? Apart from the halfling, he's just quirky.
That's part of the point.
I smile at her again. I've been very much just appreciating her humour as this interrogation has gone on.
I am now sort of I lean on a knee that is holding her down. Like, it's, you know, it's not agony, but I want her to be physically uncomfortable.
Yep.
Okay. About as uncomfortable as I feel mentally talking about all of these people that I've never heard of and plots which are not my area of expertise.
Well, yep. So, fantastic. They're out there somewhere, so there's that. I'd have thought at least you guys would have had the competency to find them. I'm honestly, I'm a bit disappointed. I thought I had an adversary, not an adversary and a...
Well, given with the ease with which we took you down, you might want to start looking a little bit lower.
Ooh, how's the neck, dear?
Well, it's not great. Why would you put a whole room of gunpowder next to where you live? Like,
I live?
Yeah.
No. I think you might have the wrong idea there, dear.
Why would you have something that's massive and incredibly dangerous next to a place where you're going to be for any period of time whatsoever? Clearly it's not a trap. That would be an idiot's game. And I know an idiot's game when I see one.
I tell you what, I'll trade all of you an answer for every time he doesn't speak. How about that?
I don't think you're in a position to negotiate, mate.
Bertie leans in and just goes, "Ah!" Takes a breath. Straight in her ear.
Thanks
and
for
does
that.
That
and the keeps... ears of all the listeners.
Yep. Yeah. He keeps doing that. And you know what? He's going to take 10. He's going to do that for 10 whole minutes.
I'll tell you what. At some point during all of your ranting and your raving and the interrogation, in fairness, the door starts to rattle as Haringey is coming in.
I bonk on Bertie's armour.
Yeah.
Bertie, you get out of the way.
Yeah, fine. Move
I step away from the woman. I sort of flow back into a nonchalant position. Like, I don't know.
Oh, what do you flow like?
Oil down a hill into a jelly mold that is shaped like something extremely cool.
I love it.
Ow. I think you just broke one of the tendons in my neck with that laugh.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so yeah, Haringey comes in, sees a small little trickle of blood from the woman's neck. Not a lot, just a bit. Smirks. Looks around. Lingers on Sasha just a moment.
I look incredibly nonchalant. Yeah. This is the nonchalest launch.
Gives an arbitrary nod, comes over, closing the door behind him and leans on the desk. Sorry about that, lads.
You're right, I see why lady. You were so concerned. I see why you were so concerned.
I'm going to be honest, I'd rather not have all of the population know that the guy who just... But the lady! That's interesting.
Oh, you don't know who she is. Byron's sister.
Wait, do you say that in character?
Really?
Alright.
Well, okay. Give me a moment with that one. Okay. She just sort of pipes up. I want to say Haringey? Haringey, yes. Hi. Right, can you gag her a moment? I'm going to be honest, I can't stand the Byrons. Me neither. Just please.
You're the one with the handkerchiefs, mate.
Fine. I reluctantly and very gently and carefully, without any aggression, place a handkerchief in her mouth.
She clearly appreciates the effort. Haringey's just, I'm going to be honest. The entirety of London, finding out that the person who killed all those people is here, on top of the fact that anyone who can put two and two together would, figure out that anyone who's bringing them back is probably bringing back, the plans to the simulacrum.
Funny
you should mention that.
It appears this young lady was double-crossed by one of her associates who then scarpered with the blueprints.
He looks at her, she gives a sort of shrug. Like, genuinely.
Name
really?
It Jeremy. It's a chap who ran.
Well, you say that's her name. Like, we thought this one was called Guy.
All right, fair enough. Well, the name that the gang gave.
Haringey just starts laughing. There's forks in it. Again, the woman just kind of goes, oh, very, very nice. If it's any consolation, I've actually been looking for a Guy Fawkes. Genuinely, I'd assumed it was a terrible pseudonym. Again, the shrug. But, they've been doing a lot of recruiting downstairs, haven't they? Again, the shrug. Give me something other than a shrug, a nod. Oh, I hate the Byrons so very much.
We can ungag her. I don't know what else she can give you.
Oh, I just don't like him. Anyway, yeah, I'm sorry for the slight bit of cloak and dagger, but honestly, I've had to make sure there's a few officers ready, in case anyone tries it on, or, I'm going to be honest, you brought quite a crowd with you.
What? No.
Yeah, well,
Well, everywhere I go, Sergeant Haringey, I bring a crowd.
I'm
Everybody
starting to notice that.
Just wants to look at me. And that's...
The thing is, Sergeant, obviously it attracted attention as we came here, but there's no reason for people to connect this person or even the supposed person we were bringing with us to the bombing incident. I mean, it shouldn't necessarily draw that much of a
Yeah, but it? How would they know?
The wall's how it is. Honestly.
Ready to turn at the wall.
No. It means the policemen like to gossip.
Metaphor, mate.
Bertie opens the door to the rest of the police station. Don't! Closes the door.
Thanks for that, Bertie. Anyway,
that one was a creeper.
I enjoyed that one.
Well, anyway, I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to be interrogating her in here, that's hardly procedure. But rest assured, we're not going to be doing any harm or anything. Any of the others, was it her alone, really?
You should know, like, Barrett knows. He
right.
Outnumbered us and he captured us. and then he sent us on our way.
He pointed us in the right direction, I think he wasn't a big fan of this organisation.
He just turned
either.
Straight to Sasha. Anyone missing anything?
Hands,
that kind of thing.
Well, we picked up a little addition. look at Hamid.
I also look at Hamid.
Everyone looks at Hamid.
Bertie looks at the door.
Still keeping an eye out for
this. Yeah, just in case.
Pesky ears.
Ooh. Gossiping police.
Yes.
I don't know if we should talk about this in private, but he knew what we were doing. He sent us there.
He helped us.
It's not like that with him.
I know.
That is another problem for another time, I think. We've got someone here we need to deal with.
I don't know, can't hurt me. Turns to Sasha again, or can it?
Well.
Imminently.
Not that I know of. This is likely to hurt us.
Well, there's other things afoot. Right, well, I'm going to be honest. This is going to have to go to a... go through standard procedures, interrogation, trial, etc.
What? If she's as posh as they say, nothing happens to rich people with trials.
I think it will this time, given who was involved.
Well, if there's any consolation, Byron put out a pretty significant reward.
Ooh.
For the person, he slowly turns to look at the woman, for the person who organised the bombing.
Ooh.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, Sergeant, if you wouldn't get a photo taken so we can take that to Byron as proof. He probably won't believe if we kind of turn up saying, oh, it was your sister, by the way.
Oh, don't worry. I'm fairly certain that about everyone in the city is going to know it's Byron's sister by the end of the day.
Oh, right.
Oh, Byron. Good old Byron. Then Bertie leans in to Byron's sister's ear. Lovely, lovely Byron. He's my favourite Byron. He's just brilliant. He's totally great.
Even Sasha begins to look with some sympathy at
I make eye contact and sort of just give a slightly downhearted shrug.
Well, it seems only fair that I believe the people who found the person ought to be getting, the reward. How does 2,000 sound?
Each? Lovely. Superb. Thank you. Excellent.
He turns and just dead in the eye with Bertie. Yeah.
Brilliant. Good. Excellent. Very welcome. Lovely.
2,000. I'm just... I don't think I've
so
had
how
that
big was the reward that Byron put out?
It was the 10. Don't worry.
There are 4 of us.
Well, of course. The long arm of the law has had an instrumental... I can do you 9. As it is, I dipped into the pension to pay your last times off. Come on.
We'll say 9. You can reinvest that 1,000 back into the pension fund.
All right. Okay. He holds it. I'll hold out his hand to Zolf. They shake.
Handshake.
So cool. That's like 2,000 plus a bit.
That is 2,000 plus a bit.
Wow.
It's 2,250.
Right.
Right. In which case, anyone got anything else to share before we... She sort of leans and kind of looks slightly beseechingly at Hamid. Not... like begging or anything, just anything you can do. Or...
Perhaps we should give her a chance to share a little more information with us, and if she's cooperative, maybe she'll have a slightly lighter sentence. I think
she might be willing to. Hang on a minute, Ahmed. How many people did she blow up?
Including me.
I believe that was
indirectly
17 in total, plus 24 who were injured. But a couple of those will never walk.
Apparently. Back down there, I was the monstrous one.
Zolf, in fairness, Hamid might have a point. We might have to take it down from, 60 life sentences to maybe 59. I mean, you have to reward good behaviour. That's police procedure.
I was assuming she'd be in line for execution, Sergeant.
Well, As much as I'd like that, I fear that the lords and ladies might get a little bit uppity if the police start deciding which of the lords and ladies get to die.
Told you.
Just let us know where Jeremy might have gone to ground.
Well, we should have a full name and a description, and maybe she could even provide a drawing or something of that kind.
He reaches down and he pulls the hanky out from her mouth. Well, time for share. Oh, goodness me. I have no idea who this Jeremy was. I had the plans stolen in the day, and then you all came and, well, blew everything up. Admittedly, I was sort of asking for that. Not quite so early, but that's fine.
If you didn't know who he was, how did some guards that were like, that you had just employed there for like a few days know him so well? Like, this makes no sense. Just don't waste our time.
Jeremy was the first to join. Of course you don't ask for names, because honestly, who cares? Who cares about a name? Turns to Bertie. Oh, right, yes.
No, who cares about a name? People who might think that they're hiring criminals who might double-cross them. But hey.
I was bombing! Do you really think that I... Oh, yes. Can I have your date of birth and your home address?
Didn't gather any surreptitious information about them at all? No? Or did we just go on trust?
Let's put it this way. Everyone earned their place to be there, okay? Lots of gunpowder, lots of weapons, lots of people. Don't
all
appear at the same time.
How about a detailed physical description?
Okay, right, that's fair. It's about 6'4". It was built with it, which is quite useful. Refused to do any of the dirty work. He got us a lot of equipment though. Good with mechanisms. Look, I didn't know the guy's name. Why would I? He turned up. He was offering to help me, I'll have you know. I didn't go searching for him. Mm. And I found out that not many people knew who he was at all, to be honest. And frankly, that's what I needed.
Did this Jeremy have an accent at all?
I suppose. I mean, all the Cockneys really sound alike to me.
She sounds like the kind of person who just files anyone who's not her under common.
Excuse me, I would never file everyone under the same brush. I'll have you know that that kind of thing gets a lot of people in a lot of trouble, okay? People are individuals. Yes, I can't tell the difference between a Cockney accent. That doesn't mean that I just lump everyone in together.
Explosions are not a very,
discriminating.
Yeah.
Well, even I got people. That one.
Haringey leans in, just kind of quietly. When did he leave? Oh, I don't know. 12 hours ago? Honestly, I'm astonished that you guys missed him. Where is he going? I don't know. Who has the most money in the country right now? Or better yet, who has the most money in the world? Because I'm pretty certain if I had the plans, that was where I was going to go. Honestly, what can I tell you? I don't know. He's gone. He took the plans, and the only thing they had was that notebook thing. I mean, honestly, it was a complete waste of time. So I don't know why I bother.
Fine. You're obviously of no more use to us. Sergeant, if you do want this to all just go away, you can just hand her over to me and I'll deal with her.
He looks, they have a sort of a moment of consideration. And I'm going to take a break then. We'll come back in a couple of minutes.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hello? Hello? Oh, I sit there. And talking to this? This? Right. Good. That is odd. Yes. And you, bring me a whiskey. With a rum in it. Yeah, lovely. Yes, so, good evening, peasants. I am Sir Bertrand McGuffingham. Now, I've been told the tales of my feats of heroism, adventure, and utterly selfless derring-do were spreading far and wide, arcing across the sky like lightning, rending the heavens in twain with their magnitude and ploughing into people's ears like a plough made of me being splendid. Now, the important thing is that I'm excellent, and everyone should know just how excellent I am. So in order to set yet more ears aquiver in anticipation of my every exploit, I would like you, specifically you, to tell your friends about how utterly super I am. Now, according to the technical busybods of Rusty Quill, and trust me, their bods are very busy, if you tell a friend about us and they subscribe to my tales of chivalric daring, then when they send us an email to mail@rustyquill.com with their name and the person who recommended it, they will have an episode dedicated to them. Now, I've no idea what that means, but it sounds jolly lovely. Anyway, once you've done all of that, all you need to do is pop the cash in non-consecutive bills into an envelope and send it along... What? What do you mean they don't have to pay? Oh, I am literally never... Don't... You test me, sir! Fine. Well, recommend us to your friends and don't pay us and you still get your own episode. Now... If it excuses me, I have to have a serious chat with the underlings about the actual meaning of the word mercenary.
And welcome back. So, Haringey is sharing that moment with Zolf. I respect you, Zolf. But you know I can't do that.
Who else knows?
Most of London and almost everyone in the office probably by this point.
Fair enough.
She deserves to die, Sergeant. She killed all those people and she shows... I look really sad at this point. She's showing almost no remorse at all.
No,
that is not true. I will regret till the day I die that my brother made it out.
Who paid you?
No one. If I'd been paid, I'd be gone, dear. If I'd have been paid, I'd have probably been out somewhere, probably South America. They need a lot of help. Italy's had a lot of trouble, probably there.
If you get out of this, I would move far, far away, because if I find you again, I've got a bucket and a spell with your name on it.
I really don't know what that means.
I'm going to drown you in a bucket.
Oh, right. Okay, thank you. Well, this is fun.
Good threat, but you will need the clarification.
I
find the dagger works really well, just no explanation.
I am looking forward to living the rest of my life in a box. So, if we can move this along.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Hange just looks openly disgusted at her and just re-gags her again. Right, let's not play games. I'm assuming there was a notebook.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've got it.
Yep.
Do you have the budget for us to continue pursuing this on your dime?
May I have a look at it?
I get it out. It's seems to be Edison's diary. There's some magical bits, but it's very confused and complicated.
He starts holding it and starts flipping through. Well, I ain't Edison's diary, I can tell you that. It's wrong handwriting. Starts flicking through.
So whose is it?
I don't know. This is actually simulacrum stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Edison said that when we were at the auction, it was his idea.
Yeah, he did.
You don't mean he might have fibbed?
Goodness me. Someone high up in the realm fibbing, what will they say next?
Well, I'm outraged.
He's flicking through the book. Does it mean anything to anyone? I'm going to be honest, I don't have the skills for...
Maybe some of it. It's hard to be sure. I haven't had a chance to study it properly.
Holds up the bit with the metal. Anyone?
Well, it's the same as the simulacrums, but it's a magic-y type thing.
He takes a moment and goes, check that on evidence. Goes to the end. Seed? Anyone?
No.
No idea.
Tell you what.
Plant it.
Tell you what. You leave the book with us. We'll pursue some stuff in the from there. We'll let you know if there's anything that will pertain to the trial, but until you have a lead on Jeremy, I don't think you have much use for our services anymore.
It's too big. It's too big for me to hand you this back. But you know what I can tell you? Just about every single person who has any money whatsoever is going to be knocking on my door tomorrow. Okay? And what I have here is the beginnings of how to make another one of these things. Presumably, I don't know what it is. Places, people. If I wanted to start again and I had the plans, I assume I'd follow this.
Well, give it to us and we'll keep it out of their hands.
Make your same offer. Give it to me and I can make it all go away.
You know I can't do that.
No, the notebook, no one knows in this room.
He just turns and looks at her. I can't magic her away.
I can.
I'm not playing this game, Sol. He reaches across, puts the box in a little safe, locks it again.
Aww.
Look, come back tomorrow, all right? I guarantee you that a lot of people are going to be knocking on my door, and I guarantee you that at the very least one of them will pay you. If I cannot swing it, you know who I want to be searching for this? You guys. You know who I want to be paying you? Me. And not because I need the cash, let's put it that way. Because right now, not your fault, but nonetheless, I have someone running around with the plans to make a thing that could make more of itself, who could literally be anywhere. You'll back me up. How hard is it to get out of other London if you know what you're doing?
Oh, not at all. I mean, maybe 20 minutes, and you need like a fishing hook, and about 3 minutes.
Yeah. he just cuts across.
We'll be back tomorrow for some more work then.
All right. Well, look, before you go, goes back into the safe. Huge sack. Then, in front of you, sort of starts to count out 1,000. I should point out, it's in white golds. So each white gold is, 1,000.
Yeah.
To spell out for listeners, sorry, I get very, very irritated that you deal in thousands of gold in a world where each coin is heavy in the size of your, open palm. That seems ridiculous to me. So what I tend to say is that 1,000 gold is the equivalent to one white gold. It just allows people to actually carry currency and things like that.
Yep.
So he drops the bag, pulls out what is a smaller sack, drops that, plucks out one white gold, puts him back into the larger sack. Sack in the safe, closes the safe.
Open and count.
You count 9. Would you like to count again?
Be stupid not to look.
That's only 9 coins.
Pop it in my backpack. I wouldn't worry about that, Sasha. We'll go to a bank, get it changed up.
Right.
Just give me a night.
All right.
Just give me a night.
Fine. We'll be back tomorrow.
Tell you what. He reaches into his own pocket and plucks out 4 gold and just dumps them on the table and goes, have a drink, right? Chill out, relax for once. You smell terrible.
No, you smell terrible. Oh,
thank
hang on.
Thank
that
you, Bernie.
Observation.
Keep that. We've been paid enough.
Right.
Sasha frowns.
he pockets it again. Then, in the nicest way possible, let me do my job, Zolf.
All right. Yeah, fine. We'll see you tomorrow.
He opens the door, and as he does so, sort of leans out into the office and
just
yells to more people.
Just about to do that.
Uh-huh.
Just one thing. And just haymaker the woman on the chair.
Oh.
He sees what you're going to do and proceeds to lean out of the door early so that he doesn't see it.
Okay, yeah.
And she's out like a light.
Yeah.
He calls for a couple more guards, leans back and she goes, must be very tired, wasn't she?
Fell over.
Long day.
Yep.
If I'm still near her, I would go through her pockets.
He'll quietly just be like, warning,
oh,
look.
Oh, fine. I should have done it earlier.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you should have. Oh, you could have got so many delicious things.
Oh,
oh, like 15 gold brooches per arm. And
Byron's
stuff.
Latest poems. Some proofs,
Most just dirty limericks. It's really gone downhill recently.
Anyway, yeah, he just refused to basically get out of the office.
I will leave.
She was unconscious and everything.
I'd take the back entrance if I was you. You can see from here down the corridor to a crowd of people who are just pushed up against the glass already of the front doors.
That's it.
Yep. The two guards go in and he closes the door.
You're all welcome back at my apartment again. Be private, at least.
Ooh, excellent. All back to Hammond's then.
Very kind.
Yep, so skipping ahead, you head out the back entrance. There's a couple more enterprising people there with notepads who sort of accost you.
No comment.
What he said.
Well, lots of comments. Well, let me tell you, gentlemen of the press, well, it was a great adventure. I sallied forth with my merry band of assistants. Deep into the heart of it.
We'll skip ahead and just tell me what bits everyone insists that he doesn't share.
I'm going to smoothly insert myself into the conversation to say something like, we obviously cannot reveal any details that might prejudice the trial.
Oh, sure.
To cover us in a legal
sense.
So
what we'll say is that while Sasha and Zolf are
panicking in my face. Idea of someone talking about other London stuff, because I'm still the sort of person that just doesn't share things, and so the idea of you talking about Barrett's reign in upper London makes me feel physically ill. Even though I have no loyalty to him anymore, just like physically ill.
I'm going to make sure everyone knows that the perpetrators have been apprehended and we were responsible,
sure.
But I'm going to gloss over details.
I could have RP'd this, it would have taken ages. Let's just say that whilst Hamid desperately runs damage control, the two of you bodily drag Bertie.
I play up Bertie's amazingness. Like,
sure,
I'm
sure.
Happy for him to be lauded in the press.
I just like the idea of someone pulling
goal.
Bertie and poking his head around the thing. Tell him about the thing with the...
It was very grand!
I'm guessing that most of the things that you'll notice is like, and then I walked around a corner, there were some people and my armour got slightly dented.
Yeah. And I was here, and it was over here, and the whole of this thing went wrong.
There was a lovely man who gave me some whiskey. And that's all I remember.
This eyebrow? That really hurts.
I'm going to make sure they don't hear Sasha's name.
That's fine.
In fact, I'm going to make it seem like there was a team of three of us. You know, if that comes up later, I'm going to say it to Sasha, I thought you would want
Well,
it
don't play
way.
Out the conversation until it happens.
Well, yeah.
God, you're a PR man.
He quite honestly is. Like,
yes,
that's his role.
Yeah.
You skip ahead to, you guys made it back to...
In character, I tell a reporter the story of the last four sessions that you've just listened to.
And you all make it back to Hamid's. I'm going to give you a bit of decompress time and then we'll... pick up again.
Actually, I want to make a stop off at a bank to change up these 9 coins of white gold, which are super easy to steal.
They are super, super easy to steal.
I mean, I carry nearly 100 gold on me at all times,
not
so
nine,
I'll just...
Not 9,000!
I'll certainly deposit my share in one of my accounts.
Oh, and I will explain to Sasha what white gold is.
Yep.
We'll stop off outside a bank which has the Hands of Cairo across the top.
Right. Wait, do I remember that name from somewhere?
This one, over here.
You told me it. What?
No, it's his.
It's my surname.
You own a bank?
Not me.
What?
I mean, my dad.
Why are you even here?
explains why Barrett knowing his father is so concerning.
Oh, what? And the thing is like, I said that, like, why are you even here as just a laugh and walk off, with no conception of the fact that that might have a deeper meaning.
Yeah. And you worried, you were always worrying, charisma 8, I mean, I'm not, how would one play that?
Yeah. Why are you even here, mate? Walk off.
I just look troubled.
Yep.
Has the money been divvied up at this point?
I will divvy the money up.
Okay, cool.
When we're in the bank, because that's quite a safe place to divvy up.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. They give you a counting room. You have a little side counting room. They do
it's a very quick count. There.
To spell out, they don't actually recognise Hamid at all.
Why wouldn't they?
No, it's just someone might bring it up. Yeah, you get given a private counting room and get given the time, all the time that you need.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to place it in an account.
Yeah, go for it. Your family already has an account, so it's not exactly a huge effort to insert it into that.
I can't give them my name.
Why don't you keep in my account then? I'll open one.
I look at him like he's the maddest person that I've ever seen.
You can open an anonymous account. It's a bit irregular, but it does happen. Oh.
You could make up a name. You could be Lady McLady.
Right. It's nice to know I've got so many defining features.
Yes.
Lady McLady. I'll have an anonymous
Small
one,
thanks. Small Lady McLady.
Right, as fun as discussing finance, we'll say Bertie's money goes into his family's account, Zolf's goes into his, Hamid's goes into presumably his own account.
Yep.
And Sasha gets...
And at that point, of course, I do have to give them my name. And everyone instantly starts being three times as courteous to me.
Very much so. And insist. They insist that there is no charge for your friend's deposit box.
Oh,
And yeah, you get shown into a deposit room and get given one. And you get given a key that is almost identical in design to the one in the notebook that you saw.
I say this to Harry, like, look, right, and I know a lot about locks.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So if I say this is a similar key, it means it's made in the same frickin' factory. You know? So I'm like,
I mean, it could be any safety deposit box in any bank, but if it's made in the same place, maybe it means it's a Tahan bank.
I look at how. I mean, if I don't want to, I don't want to jump the thing.
No, I'm
going to
put this as a knowledge
exactly.
appraise. Put it as a knowledge appraise, right. And that'll be how specific you can be about it. I'm kind of fudging
three.
Appraise a little bit.
I guess I'm a bit blinded by all the money. three.
What's your modifier there?
Oh, 8. So 11. I can do numbers.
It's certainly been made by the same place.
Right. Well, I don't know how generic safety deposit boxes are, but yeah. I would.
Unfortunately, they're pretty generic. But it might help us. I mean, we'll have to look into that. There'll be a number printed on it.
They're good keys,
we can have a
know.
Think about it. Anyway, I need a shower.
Sure. Let's do a quick cut to Hamid's. Get you guys.
I pour everyone a large drink.
I drink the large drink.
I drink it, and then I cross my eyes slightly at the strange taste of it. This is not just
the dog,
rum.
Which has still been sort of padding along, just...
I pour the glass down into some sort of bowl for the dog, and then I take the bottle that Hamid poured it from and drink that.
And yeah, you all proceed to chill out, relax, and the dog slowly falls over.
Zolf has a shower by conjuring water.
There we go, lovely.
I am taking the flame file flask apart and putting it back together again and
having
looking
a bit
at
of
it.
A tinker.
I'm having a bit of a tinker just quietly in a corner because I like that more than people.
Glance over your shoulder at one point. Are you sure you want to be doing that in.
It's perfectly safe.
A brief small flame, but it's under control.
It's fine. You can make water, right?
We'll let you guys go to sleep on that moment. Okay, you get a decent night's rest.
Yep.
Yay, hit points and spells.
Oh, apart from Hamid, can you give me a will save?
13.
Outside of session, we're going to go into what the problem is, but nonetheless, Hamid has a bit of a poor night. He's not fatigued. He doesn't look great. Didn't look great. He's all right.
Do I recover hit points and spells?
Yep, you recover as normal.
Then that's fine. Nothing else really matters.
Certainly in the immediate future, there are no mechanical ramifications for your poor night's sleep.
So no ramifications.
No immediate ramifications.
So in terms of restoring hit points, what do I get back?
Your level.
Oh, right.
Back to what you were at. Because you didn't lose any, did
no,
you?
No, I lost 3 hit points.
He got hit by some detritus and then was fine.
Oh, some detritus, eh?
Yeah.
What was that like?
He was down to 20 hit points.
But really tough. I was. it ached. It was like sore.
70% more than I start with.
If
you,
now
you can imagine having a Chinese burn.
Let's get you guys back in character right now.
So Sasha comes out of the bathroom and is just sort of rubbing at this new sort of burn that's running up on it. Like, you couldn't. Like, I mean, just I thought healers could, you know, fix this stuff.
To a certain extent, we can only augment what the body can do. Anyway, it's only superficial.
Slightly out of character briefly, there is a thing, there are really high level cleric spells which can do things like leave no trace, can cure you of like anything, literally. Yes. I mean, they can bring you back from the dead, they could cure that. But for a standard sort of, I can fix you up, it's just not the same.
For a level 2 cleric?
Probably not.
So, look, bearing in mind, if I could sort that out, do you think I'd have a peg leg? Not choice, I can't say.
Well,
wasn't a design choice.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if you can regrow legs just because you can get me unburned. I don't know how magic works, all right?
Be the same kind
weird.
Of principle.
Zolf,
my neck's a bit stiff.
Stretch.
Is the dog
right, anyway, we need to get to Haringey.
I'd point out that the dog is limping. Isn't that your department?
Brutal's limping is very sad.
Take him to a vet.
Come on, Zolf. Look at his little face. Bertie picks
you
up
You could
Brutal.
Do a standard heel check. However, I will not say you have to. It's very much up to you.
Take a look and make sure it's not a problem. However, I would say my spells I will be keeping to save our lives. Let's stop a dog from
Look at his widdle face. I'm looking at his widdle face.
Old
Frutor up in Zolf's face and just like almost like pulls back his eyelids so he looks extra cute.
But huge eyes. That 25. The red sort of rings.
25. There was a small piece of rubble in the paw. Aww. You remove it and clear there's no real damage, and nonetheless the dog still sort of gives us a faint limp, who's like playing it up a little
bit. At
that
point he's putting it on. I've done all I can. Thank you very much.
Those looking closely might notice I still have a rather nasty cut from the wound I took. I'm being very careful to not to let Zolf see it if I can.
Sure.
I wouldn't be looking.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's not obvious because I mean, you might notice.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So let's get the hand gaze. See if we've got any more work for us for the... I say the money dries up. We're doing quite well right now, but you can always use more.
Yeah, I mean, we could go we could go shopping. I could get special daggers, like more daggers, but better.
Definitely could do.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to know if we can get that notebook back and follow the clues.
Yeah. Let's get down there.
Who really get it? Did the simulacrum. That's so strange.
Let's walk and talk.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, skipping ahead, you head through, and there is still a significant crowd outside of the station. And in fact, even if you head round to the back, there's still a small crowd, but there are some guards deliberately keeping them at bay, and you guys are let through without incident.
Oh, I thought that I'd get to use my crowd dodger bonus.
I'll tell you what, you get to do a brief tutorial session on the others on how to deal with crowds on the way.
Hello, everyone. No autographs. Stand back. Stand back. It's really hard to sight.
Actually,
my massive, amazing armor.
Here's one thing I did forget. Give me a perception roll, all of you.
Oh! Nat 20.
Nat 20?
18.
Zolf and Sasha.
Natural one, minus one.
Oh, this is going to be gorgeous. So,
17.
Okay, you know what? Everyone, 25. As you're walking past, you look at a newspaper. And on the newspaper, there is a depiction of an Adonis of a knight, bright, shining armour, a huge, gleaming shield, sword waving over its hand. And it just says, what is it? The hero of other London, et al.
Hey, I made sure my name was in there too. Yep. I was doing the PR.
If any of you choose to pick it up, you can, but certainly it's titled as the Hero of London.
I know I've got money now, but out of habit, I nick one.
I'm not even going to get you to the roll. It's fine. You can
I
just
have quite hard.
Yeah, quickly grab one. Blah, 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 blah. Hamid, son of the noble Tahans, yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
It'd be more stuff about my dad. Right. Both my parents, because my mum was very
Yeah,
old
it's
as well,
it's a really fluffy article. It's really sort of, and who would have thought from such a family that such a grueling hero of the lower classes, blah, 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 blah. And then it goes on to, and of course then there's Sir Bertrand Bertie McGuffingham of...
And they'll use the link these, we were at university together. Cause that will
these
be
noble student friends pursuing their friendship through all of the odds and adversary. Who would have thought, blah, blah, and then it goes into how they tackled all of the noble brigands that were loitering in other London and blah, 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 and heroism feats daring do, occasionally with some help, but mainly... And then also there's very clearly a plug for Zolf's mercenary company, just as like an official sort of... currently under the employ, although one wonders for how long before they strike out on their own. Blah, 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 blah. It's very, very fluffy piece. There's no real content so much as they're just going, oh yeah, I can spin this as a penny dreadful without the dreadful.
Bertie picks up the newspaper, doesn't even notice the front page article, just opens it and goes,
Don't care a weekly.
Yeah. Oh, the cricket's on. Excellent. Just holds the newspaper out and everybody else is looking at the front of it, just like reading it.
Well, there's never anything interesting on the front
God,
page.
What nuisance. What absolute nonsense. Blah, blah, blah. They just crumples it all up, tosses it over his shoulder.
Bertie closes the newspaper and shows him the front.
Gosh, I'm handsome.
Anyway, we make it back into the police station, and yeah, you guys make it through the crowds and are shown into Haringey's office. Door opens, the door closes. It's very neat. The desk's where it should be. Lots of ordered paperwork. And sat in one of the chairs holding a brandy, you see a woman wearing epaulettes or something. She is currently facing Harrogate.
A different woman than the one before, right?
Yeah, not
so. Well, I hope so. Yeah, I was going to be very angry.
Not at all. Not
so is like military epaulettes or...
Very much military epaulettes. Okay, cool. Harrogate gives a very quick warning kind of head tilt to Zolf.
Yeah.
Behave yourself. And yeah, the woman stands. She's not massively tall. She's average height for a woman. Long, dark, straightened hair. Large epaulettes. A large number of medals and so on. And Harrogate, before anyone can speak, steps across and goes, "Well, obviously, I should introduce you, given what happened at the Lord Edison's house. I'd like to introduce you to the new head of the meritocratic forces in this realm. This is Lady Starling." She gives a brief nod. "I understand that all of you have been instrumental of the recovery of the perpetrators of the Edison disaster."
"We were happy to do our bit, your lady."
"Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance."
"And yourself. And I would just like to extend the warmest thanks of all the meritocratics who are within the area. You've done a great service for all of us."
"Pleasure."
"Well, I believe we should have a bit of a chat." She gestures for you to come in. Harrogate closes the door and offers her his seat. She sits behind the desk in his chair. He stands beside the safe, and without asking, he pulls out and puts the notebook down. She goes, "I'm given to understand that this is quite closely tied to the simulacrum, and the plans themselves have been stolen, it would seem."
"That appears to be the case, your lady."
"Well, I would say that you've proven yourself more than capable of some investigative work, and I'm given to understand that there's enough in here to certainly be getting on with."
"Certainly is."
"Well, it seems to me that we can help each other out. Your operation, Mr. Zolf Smith, isn't it?"
"Yes."
"Your operation, Mr. Smith, of course, an auspicious start, but I fear that maybe perhaps with some meritocratic support you might develop and grow further. It is our desire that we could perhaps pursue the information within this notebook in the hopes of beginning the work of recreating the simulacrum. I am afraid that with the plans gone, other powers, there are the independents across in South America, for instance. There are powers which are quite frankly dangerous, could very well be purchasing this right now. This could effectively be an unkillable army, spreading everywhere. Quite frankly, we'd rather get there first. So, we'd like to offer you a contract, significantly more lucrative than you've had before. And we will wire information to the... Actually, we work through the Tahans again. Your family do excellent work.
Thank you, Your Lordship.
And we would ensure regular payments for yourselves. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we will have it on a rewards-based system. And it would be very appreciated if you were able to pursue this matter and collect the information.
Mm-hmm.
And if you encounter anyone else attempting to do so, because a plans do not a machine make. One will secure lines of communication, of developmental tools.
It seems that if someone wanted to build another simulacrum, they'd certainly need the information in this notebook.
Very much so.
They might be pursuing the same lines of inquiry that we will.
So if nothing else, whilst you are inquiring as to the nature of this notebook, I suspect that anyone attempting to build another would of course run into yourselves.
Yep.
And you would receive the full support of the meritocratic forces should that be the case.
Good. We'll try to keep on down low as much as possible.
Naturally, the main reason that we will be using an independent is we would rather not spread the information that we are seeking to recreate this. The more attention this receives, the more people will be paying attention, the more people will be trying to do the same kind of investigations.
Yep. Is there an advance?
I believe I could certainly arrange an advance. I'll probably start with a small figure, say between the four of you, perhaps 4,000. Certainly no more than that.
What? Sounds a bit that small!
Is. You were right.
It just sounds too small!
That I understand, of course, but the way that these matters works is it tends to be a reward-based system rather than a...
That will be enough for us to resupply ourselves.
Certainly. Naturally, you will get lines of communication made available to you, and we will certainly make sure you have some kind of transport available should you require it. Everyone give me a sense motive, actually.
You.
Oh gosh, that's 3.
7.
Oh, someone's a 10.
2.
Sure. So, she doesn't seem to be lying, but it's very clear that she's not a naturally affable person, and is very much being very polite because, quite frankly... it's a business transaction. And she just goes, I sort of false smile. I can't think of any team I would rather place upon this at this time.
Don't worry, we won't mess it up.
Yes. Well,
thank you, Your Ladyship. We'll, of course, pursue the matter with all due diligence and haste. I reach for the notebook.
Thank you very much. She starts heading to the door and turns to Harrogate. You'll arrange for her to be delivered. He just gives a eye roll. Yes. She closes the door and heads off. Seems like you might be getting your wish after all, Zolf. Military have been very interested in her ladyship.
Good. If you could put a special request, if she gets executed, do it by drowning, that'd be lovely. Little favour to me, maybe.
Not so sure about that, but we'll see. Anyway, this is significantly above my pay grade at this point. I would say one thing. Can I ask a favour? And I mean a favour.
You can ask.
If you're going to bring back something, information, things like that, is going to make my city unstable, could you give me the common courtesy of letting me know before you hand it over to people who quite frankly consider London a blip?
A what?
A blip. A small thing. A matter of no consequence in the global scheme of things.
My face is complete. Like, this is a concept. The idea of London not being the entire world, that for someone that has never left it,
sure,
is just like, I almost laugh at the nonsense of the idea.
I'll keep that in mind. Don't worry.
Sergeant, you've been very kind to us. Thank you for your help. We wouldn't have got this far without you, and we won't forget what we owe you.
Thank you. Well, it certainly won't do you any harm, and next time it'll be Chief Constable rather than Sergeant.
Congratulations.
Very well done. Very richly deserved.
Well, he reaches out and proceeds to try and shake the hands of every single one of you.
Mine is a genuine handshake. I've never encountered an operator of the law that has actually been vaguely sympathetic, so it's quite
Big moment, Sasha making friends with a policeman.
Well, I hold Brutor up. Shake!
Harringay actually humours you.
Oh, right, good old Harringay.
Shame to see you go, but you know, there's always a job for any of you here.
Yeah, well, we'll be back. Don't worry about that.
Opens the door. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you. See you later.
Okay.
Well, first shopping and then maybe Paris.
I smile.
Thought you might like that bit.
And I think we're going to end there. So, congratulations. What we've just done is we've made it through a prologue together.
Whey! None of us died.
I kind of did. Temporarily.
Only counts as death if the character sheet has to be torn up.
unconsciousness.
So, yeah. Thanks for listening to everyone who's been listening so far. I should mention at this point that actually, thanks to listener support, we made it onto the front page of iTunes, things like that, which is crazy for a podcast that had barely been running a month at the time. So honestly, thank you for everyone listening. We got lots more episodes planned out, an entire season beyond this one. This was just a prologue. And yeah, I look forward to doing loads more for as long as I can.
Hey.
We're all really enthusiastic.
Everyone's enthused. It's just incredibly hot and sweaty in our
very warm in
quote-unquote studio.
It is a sauna in here. Yeah. We've got no clothes on. And
it's always like that, by the way.
Podcast.
We've just been chasing each other and flicking each other with towels most of the podcast. So if you hear any clicks in the background, then that's what it is.
You're a loose ship. Anyway, so thanks again for everyone who's listening. And we look forward to doing some more with you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook, tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill, or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Anyone with two brains is going to... Two brains?
Yeah. Wow. I think we're safe, guys.
Only people with two brains will put two and two together, so you're all right.
It's a lot of number crunching. One and one is two and...
If only you had two brains, it'd be easier.
If only.
I was going to say.
Secret. Sorry, the sequel to. Yellow Brick Road. You have the Tin Man who needs two hearts. And
the writer's got very lazy.
an extra one.
She's trying to speculate on the property market. She wants two homes.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah, the whole thing is about, like, basically there's this strong subplot of buy-to-let property in Kansas. nobody knows.
So, I give you one mistake, pounce on it, like wool, honestly.
Like really witty wool.
Let me get back on that.
The thing is, unless we're funny afterwards, you just edit your mistakes straight out. we have to instantly be funny to make you keep it in.
I have never made a mistake ever or edited any episode ever.
He said for the 7th time.
Quiet!
And how will they know?
Quiet! So, anyway.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out wobegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun! And see you later.